folks. How's everybody doing? All right. Follow up this evening. I want to thank everybody for coming out. We got a great, great closer here. Great late set. Great singer, songwriter of all kinds of genres. I've heard him do everything from country to bluegrass, swing, blues, jazz.
And all kinds of pajamas, Steve. All kinds of pajamas.
Lots of pajamas?
Yeah.
And everything in between. And great musician. He's got a great band. He's got a brand new album out called Upland Stories on Bloodshot Records.
Oh, my God.
It is for sale right over here, folks. He wanted me to make sure that you knew it was for sale right over here. And big welcome to the stage, everybody. Robbie Foulkes.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
Shanghai in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It was tough work, brown earth, bluegrass songs. Sweet hickory filled the air. Daddy's love was hard to bear. If I knew how rich I was, I'd not have gone. Yeah, but the city called my name and I came running with my young man's ropes and my daddy's old guitar. I played the dives and bass and blues, singing every tune I knew. And them homesick ones I sang the best by far. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town. And I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's wealthy ivy holds, one man's drugs, another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener. Well, the record company man confessed he liked me, but he'd had to shave a few revenges down. Cut my hair like Brooks and Dunn's, trained the banjo for some drums, cause no one would buy that old high what this deal has got me. I've gotten out of bed and I lost the ones I had. I've worn my heart right through my sleeve, singing a song I don't believe. But I believe I'll go back home to mom and dad. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town. And I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's what the eye beholds, one man's curse, another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener. Let's hear some fiddle now. Roots from the southern ground. Now I see the sun go down on the streets of New York town. And I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's what the eye beholds, one man's words, another's gold. But sometimes the grass is really greener. What's on an angel's mind? But a suitcase means the same thing every time. 1 minute she loved me, the next she was gone. So goodbye, good looking, so long. She had 40 carat eyes and a figure fit to kill. She had legs that would not quit their walking still. Too good to let go of, but too hard to hold on. So goodbye, good looking, so long. And I may be blue forever after, but life can't always be diamonds and dreams, love and laughter. And when I think of her, I know I'll smile. Yeah, this earth sure looked like heaven for a while. But one blink of those blue eyes and my heaven was gone. So goodbye, good looking, so long.
I put a little pizzicato on the fiddle. Don't make that out, okay? Sounds like he's classically trained. Let's give one to the bass man.
Excited to hear it.
Sweet!
Hey, it's such a pleasure to be invited down here to play in this lovely place called Frankfurt, where I've never been before. But it's like stepping back into the turn-of-the-century Robert Preston melodrama, you know what I mean? It's this. I can't believe you people live like this down here. I didn't know it was possible. This is great. I'm gonna take the news of this back up to the North Shore, and we're all coming down here en masse to take this place over. That would be like a nightmare for you, but it is a pleasure to get to hear Billy Strings and Sierra and Special Consensus, all these great people up here, and I do country music. I love the country music. You guys like country music, okay? Right? It's like. Country music, by which I mean not Kenny Chesney. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's okay if you like that stuff. I like Hank Williams and Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and all that stuff. I really like that. I like it better because it is better.
This is called The Buck Starts Here.
I never knew this place had so much empty space until tonight. When you walk right out the door, and so I walked to our bedside and I pulled out that 45 that lay for years behind our chest of drawers. At first it looked too worn to play, the label all it washed away. Then I made out the name of my old friend. Thirty years and a scratch or two, but when the needle hit the groove, I knew it was crying time again. The buck starts here. Singing my sorrow, let the sad songs run through a house filled with tears, where the good times are gone. Buck starts here.
Come on, Tursa.
Some boys from Bakersfield that came around to help me through the night. The buck starts here. Oh, make sure to follow. Turn him up loud and clear. Singing my sorrow, and let the sad songs roll on through a house filled with tears, where the good times are gone. Buck starts here.
Thank you. All right. thank you so much. I'd like to introduce the man over here on the fiddle. He's from the great place called Nashville, Tennessee. Well, Nashville. Less we say about that, the better, probably. But he is from there, and he loves it there. He's originally from Jacksonville, Florida, an equally dubious place. But let's give him a big... Let's give him a big round of applause right now, because he's a terrific man, fiddler, and vocalist. Aaron Till over here on the fiddle.
Well, I've been hounding her for such a long time, trying to impress her with my hillbilly wine. But she told me I was barking up the wrong tree. She liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funny. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. Well, I thought I had a big one on the line. She said listening to music was her favorite pastime. But she told me I was trying to swim upstream. She liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country.
Three Stooges, you're in the right place.
That's all I gotta say.
All right, I'd like to, the Steve that introduced us earlier here and has a great shop, great guitar shop, just within view of us right now, down home. Mentioned that I had a new record out, and that's true. It's called Upland Stories, and we're gonna do you a song or two off of that right now to give you a feel for that. I think there's a few copies of it over at the record table. That's what I'm told. And if you guys have any money left at the end of the day, give it all to us, please, would you? We're going to try a tune. This is the opening tune of the record. Let's see, you're to buy it and drop the needle. This is what you'd hear. So listen real hard, and you can save yourself $15 and not have to buy the record at all. This is a tune about the writer James A.G. and Walker Evans. They made a trip down to Alabama a while back in the mid-30s. Documented the lives of suffering Americans down there. This is called Alabama at Night.
Here at Tailhawks and Watchful at the faded edge of day, the phone poles and the pines rose from the scoured clay. The sun was slipping toward the Gulf in its own good time, and you would not think of death if you drove on past the signs. The old men at the roadhouse weren't too polite to stare. Where we'd come from wasn't home, and we were far from even there. The camera on my neck drew suspicious eyes to me. We were not there to talk, we were only there to see. And when their faces had said nothing, it was that I stepped outside. And in the instant I knew I'd not forget the sight. Alabama at night, Alabama at night. Thank you. took the wheel up 119, I scanned the road ahead, trying to run all I could see, cover up all I had read. That hotel would not likely let a working man lie down, like a current through its walls, ran the sorrow and the sound. Almost most 100 words, words don't do it right. Alabama at night, Alabama at night. Through sunlit rooms, the wealthy walk, and the pale unshaven men stand before each frame, 5 seconds, maybe 10, to unveil all the maker wanted to portray. But I'm not there to talk, and if I were, I wouldn't say. Across the rough-cut branches and the wide gray-shadowed sky, a child not far from birth, with the end etched in her eyes, the morning star above her, and a hymn upon the breeze, but poor's no sacred song, poor is a disease. And no hand reaches down from heaven, and no one denies it might. So patiently we wait here as onward it rolls, Alabama at night, Alabama at night, Alabama at night.
Thank you very much. I want to dedicate that to somebody that lives right here in town that's a friend of mine. He took the pictures for my record, and he's a great fellow, great photographer, world class. He lives 2 blocks from here, and his name is Andy Goodwin, so that's going out to Andy. And if you guys know Andy, you know he's a swell dude. Another one from the new record. This is about my great aunt. She played the banjo long time ago, and I got to meet her once when I was a child and played the banjo for her. She played for me, and we didn't like each other's banjo styles. Plus, she was living with a man who was not my great uncle at the time, and we got to meet that guy. And in other words, she got remarried late in life, and this is a song about that day. Her old man and her banjo style, my banjo thing. And this is called Aunt Peg's New Old Man. I hope you like it. We came up the hill to meet him in the dirt patch he was weeding. That was our first look at Aunt Peg's new old man. Now Uncle Hank was 75. He lived well and then he died, and none of us had nothing against her new old man. She likes fiddling, no doubt, like his help on the road. Did you do thinking about an Aunt Peg's new old man? Yes, now we sat down, we got fed along grace, but what a spread, the chicken was just 1 hour dead, the stew was made of barley. Down to Raleigh.
scales hit my ears like an awful whale. I wish I could hear it again. Oh, it had no use for the modern stuff. His back was strong, his hands were rough, but he rocked old age. Sure enough, and legs grew old man. The rounds, scale acts, rocky mouth, the tunes they knew no one could count. It was all in their heads and hands. And you could do worse as a will, but then they find a man a spade and a hoe to raise a little hell with a long bow and legs, new old man. Yes, life's fiddling, no doubt, like as hell, but the rubber ride and the rest did not bear thinking about. And Frankfurt hit, thank you so much. You guys, you've been here all day long? You must be pretty tired. Let's cut it short. Good night. I don't know. I feel bad for you, but I do remember in my Bluegrass Festival going days, which was when I was young, that I did not get tired, and I loved every act better than the last, so I hope somebody out there feels that way. Over here on the Resonator guitar tonight, all the way from, where are you from? Hinsdale.
Brooklyn.
Hinsdale, Illinois. Ah, yeah, he's a true blue freak of nature over here, and he plays. He's a utility guy that's always there with the perfect... contribution on almost any stringed instrument that you can think of. And today he's restricting himself to resonator guitar, just out of pure perversity, ladies and gentlemen. And a great singer as well, and an old friend. How about it for Robbie Gerso over here on the resonator? I love him too. Back here on the bass, the string bass. I want to tell you about this guy, because I'm a bluegrass fan back from when I was little, you know. When I was little, there was a great guitar player called Tony Rice. And of course, Tony played until I was very large as well, I should say. But and he always had this great time feel, you know, when he played. And part of that was because he had a great feel himself. But part of it was because he was backed up by this gentleman right back here. So when if you guys are bluegrass nuts out there, you probably remember a series of records that came out in the 80s. The Bluegrass Album Series is what it was called, 1 through 6. And we're going to do a tune off of that first record out of deference to the gentleman on the string bass tonight, a living legend, Todd Phillips on the string bass. Side one, track three, Bluegrass album number one. Like, what nerds we are. All the rest of us are nerds. He's not a nerd, but we're nerds from listening to his music.
I like your music, and now we'll do one from your record.
All right, shut up, everybody. Aaron, you want to kick this one?
Look at the bright shining sun. King Lutz was a big bear horse who wore a shaggy mane. He went all around the Memphis and beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, oh, beat the Memphis train. Tenbrook said to Molly, with a fever in my head, with a fever. fever in my head. Now Molly said, Tim Brooks, you're the mighty squirrel. And Tim Brooks said, Molly, I'm leaving this whole world. Leaving this whole world alone. Leaving this whole world. Come on, Aaron.
He climbed the ground, he looked out at the water, and traced a line down. Just an hour till darkness, with 4 miles to swim. He closed his eyes and let her wash over him, and all the power she could command fell away at the touch of his hand. By the depth of his love, he was helplessly stirred. So he tamed a wild river and named it for her. Now the world would remember the way they were then, when she was his harbor and her strength pulled him in, and the distance he'd gone from her life. He would win back the hard way tonight, to the ends of the earth, till the rivers run dry, till the last breath of life and the man. Till he gives up the fight, until the sun falls tonight on the banks of the Merrimann. On the banks of the Merrimann, the relics of kings lie strangely abandoned like children's playthings. The thrones of white plastic and cheap dog hides that thunder atop all the sail on the tide. Ashtray, a bottle half full, anything the undertow couldn't pull. The horizon ahead of him is frozen time, and it's gone to his soul, and it's a trick of his mind. And the wind he hears raises gentle and low from a song on the radio 10 years ago, and it hangs overhead like a prayer to the one waiting for him somewhere. To the ends of the earth, till the rivers run dry, till the last breath of life in the man. Till he gives up the fight, till the sun falls tonight on the banks of the Merrimann. Thank you.
is heavy. His arms are like lead, and the whiskey has drenched every nerve in his head. And the fist in his stomach springs upward in rage, knocks the light from his eyes, and he pounds at the cage as prayers come falling like rain on the water that carries a name to the ends of the earth, till the river runs dry. Till he gives up the fight, until the sun falls tonight on the banks of the Marianne. Back in the driveway, the end of the workday, and how fast that world disappears. A fresh lawn, a pine tree, a neighbor just like me that's worked all his life to get here. A man climbs as high as he can, but his heart belongs where it began. I can see in my mind's eye a shack on a hillside and a mean billy goat on a chain. And Dad doing battle with dirt hard gravel. Summers the crops never came. We'd shoot down a pheasant in flight and sing songs about Jesus all night. That's where I'm from. Time passes slower. That's where I'm from. Where it's yes, ma'am, no, sir. You can't tell I'm country closer, it's deep in my blood. Two cars, a picket fence, that's where I've come. Dirt roads and double wides, that's where I'm from. Track, no cause to look back. That place put a scar on my soul. And I swore my young ones would never know hunger. Now the good life is all they know. Well, I've watched them grow now. One thing separates them from me, and that's where I'm from, where time passes slower. That's where I'm from, where it's just ma'am and no sir. They can't tell us. It's deep in my blood. A white collar necktie, that's where I've come. Half an egg in the moonshine, that's where I'm from. Cause that's where I'm from, where time passes slower. That's where I'm from, where it's just man and no sir. You can't tell I'm country, just you look closer. It's deep in
Texas in the summer is now suffering. Having up on
Jackson Hill at a diner I sat down, and I waved at every stranger just to move the air around. It's a long ride for the little I gained. Hey, when I left that Brooklyn girl, I never thought it through. She had silk brocade in her bedroom and a job to pay for two. I think I'll get down the old guitar and see what I may find. We'll get a dollar off some lawyer on the number 7 line. It's a longer ride for the little I can. Six string on your shoulder could be the devil's brand. Yeah, they put themselves above you, but for all their strut and brag, I'd trade every brick on Wall Street for one black mountain rag. It's a long ride for the little I can.
Country show without a few really explicit references to drinking. So, in spite of the fact that there are young people here, we're going to do a song about alcohol right now. So, cover their ears if they're impressionable. This is a song, and I can't take credit for it or blame either one, but this is a tune by Whispering Bill Anderson from the year 1966. It's an old classic, so. If you find it offensive, ladies and gentlemen, go talk to the past. This is... We're going to try it in F sharp for you right now. And I hope nobody hears their own story in this sad, sad song. It really is a sad one. I've never heard a sadder one in all my life. Don't let this... Take careful notes. Don't let this happen to you. Young people, do listen up, as a matter of fact. There's a good sort of negative moral in here somewhere.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home.
Want to wake me up every morning and one with my buddy at noon. It took two to wake me up every morning, and two with my buddies at noon, two for the road.
guess what happened pretty soon.
Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home.
I cheated and I lied, swallowed my pride,
and then
washed it down with cocktails. I had a house on a hillside. The car I was driving was new, and I had money in my pocket. Look what liquor made me do. I started running around with a woman, turned my back on my wife and my kid. Wonder how Donna's gonna tell him.
Oh, there she is.
The awful thing that Robbie did.
Cocktails tore up my family.
With cocktails.
Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home. Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails.
Can you just hear a sing-along happening right about now? Cocktails tore down my... One more time! Cocktails
tore up my family. Cocktails tore up my...
One more time!
Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my...
Puppet.
Yeah! You guys are tight! In every sense! Thank you! I've never heard it done better by a bunch of no accounts. Thank you so much. You people. They must have shipped you guys in from Joliet. You sing great. Hey! Way to win an audience over. We take geography serious around here.
You know, I love the bluegrass, but I gotta tell you, I went to a jam the other night. I don't know. There were some unhappy people there. Honest to God, there are some unhappy people in the realm of bluegrass. You see them in these jams. You see them, like, picking. You know, not all of music has to be a competition. That's what I say. Sometimes it can just be for fun. You don't have to be, like, all this fast, like, oh, I gotta play faster than the next guy. And then he hands it off to the fiddler, and the fiddler's like, and then the banjo player's like, and then the mandolin player's like, and nobody's having fun, right? Everybody's, you see it on their faces, they're tense, you know? And not only that, they're singing about stuff. They're singing about stuff that I don't agree with. They're singing about how good everything used to be in 1933 or something. Have you heard this in the bluegrass music? They sing about life on the farm in 1933, to which I say, no thank you. I don't want any part of that. I'm all about now. I'm all about these kids over here who are living in the present tense. This is where we have dentistry and air conditioning, all the rest. So I love that about right now. The farm in 1933, is for the birds. It really is. So when you got the combination of like, and then you got, take me back to the homestead where I can't go with it. I can't go with that whole thing. And then on top of that, like even out of the bluegrass scene, I don't know if you got, I'm like in my 50s and I've got a couple teenage kids. And if I didn't have them, I might be inclined to believe when people my age and older, they're always talking about this, oh, the young people don't have music anymore. You know, I hear that a lot from people my age. They start to talk like, you know, Wilfred Brimley when they're about my age. And they go, in our day, we had a fella called Neil Young, and he played, oh, it was music for the heart, and he rocked and he rolled, and we sang along with his songs, and the young people have nothing like that anymore. They don't understand what it's like to be Neil Young and to want to... I can't go with that. Because, honest to God, these kids, and I know that they have music that they like as much as we liked all that music in the past. It's just that I don't have any clue what that music is. That's fine. I'm an older person. But the young people, they haven't got it. They've got it going on. I think they'd have banned the old people from music, frankly. I think we've had our day. You know what I mean? When we start with all the... You know, I can't bear it anymore. So this is a song about all that kind of stuff. There's a drunken old sponge in the corner, half gone to hard luck and decay. And we had him from the first count off. Now he sits there and cries while we play. And these tempos, they vex and confound us. Simple joy is beyond us to feel. But our loved ones of yore are in rapture, I'm sure, to the strains of the coal miner's reel. Now the piper won't look toward the Balrog. There's a man pay he thinks that he's owed. And the fiddler just stares in the distance, marking time till his liver explodes. When the young trundled off of the staircase, was it pity that flashed in their eyes? I don't know just what rings our insides till we sing that our children will dance when it dies. So uncase the five string and sing it, you must. Songs about riches, songs about loss, but don't to the old times, no less trial the eyes, for the old times have made a wreck of our lives. Where's the mother who won for your manhood? Where's the daddy whose hand knocked you down? Are the others now safe in their coffins? Are they grateful you carry them around? Oh, our children need light wings to fly with, not the weight of these miserable songs. So just try to restrain your unreasoning brain and be glad that the world marches on. Five-string and sing if you must. Songs about riches, songs about lust, but don't toast in the old times. No mistrial the eyes, for the old times have made a wreck of our lives. No toast to the old times. No mistrial the eyes, for the old times have made a wreck of our lives.
Well, let's go down to Alabama. Let's go meet my dear old mammy. She's fried eggs and cooking hammy, and that's what I like about South. That's where your nerves are never flaky, and where you make no mistake. You want to taste that layer cake, and that's what I like about the South.
Just a hustle and hurry.
It's almost over. Frankfurt. Now the long day closes. You've heard many a song. We'd like to keep playing on, but we have got to go due to the statutes of Frankfurt. Oh, Frankfurt, my home, where I've lived all of my life, where I opened a hardware store and found myself a loving little wife down in Frankfurt. Do you need to go anywhere else? I say no. It's a little, little town on the southwest edge of a place called Chicago. Down there, you can live like it's 1933. You can live with Robbie Gerso and me in a place that looks like a Robert Preston set, and we'll pretend we're someplace better, such as Joliet. Oh,
just beyond Virginia's southern border is the land that I am happy to call mine. And I was raised in a house up again border in the red clay hills of Central Carolina. Now the corn crop there is hardly worth the mention, and the dairy farms are fighting out the best. It's just a little leaf we borrowed from the engine that keeps us staying notch above the rest. Now the tortillas is fair, Kentucky beyond repair, and Alabama's grand, the state not the man. You know the South, she has diamonds, and everyone is great, but North Carolina is the cigarette state. Now the folks in our hometown sure had a habit. They smoked the best homegrown the whole year round. They knew what a good time was out of habit, but that was the cigarette town. Frank was no hybrid man of letters, but he made an honest living off the land, and he put away three packs a day or better, cause he was a cigarette man. Now the Georgia beach is fair, Kentucky on the pair, and Alabama's grand, the state not the band. You know the South, she has diamonds, and everyone is great, but North Carolina is a cigarette state. We'll be right back.
For you. We've had a great time playing for you guys, and it's been a privilege to be able to play at this fine festival. I've heard about it for many, many years, and so happy to be involved into this year. So thanks to Steve for putting it all together. Thanks to him for having us play. Thank you for coming out. And we'll do one more quick one for you, and then hope to move a few records over the record table. It all comes down to a bass commercial plane, doesn't it?
Cheers? Is that okay?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Four walls, two hands, and one sad heart. Don't demand much company. Yeah, but that's all that she left me. My friends say I should find a new direction. These blues, but I don't even have to choose. Tears only run one way, I never back away again. Tears only run one way, and that's down, down, down. Our love ran wild. Skies. Man, it was a real ride. We kissed and we fought. Yeah, we ran cold and hot, but there's no two ways about the way that I feel right now. Tears only run one way, and never back away they came. Tears only run one way, and that's down, down, down.
Sixth annual Frankfort Bluegrass Festival. Please come back tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We have great bands. Want to say a big thank you to the Frankfort Bluegrass Committee and all of our volunteers. A big thanks to Kurt and Dan and the crew up here, CLH Sound, for doing a great job all day. And come on back tomorrow. Say a big thanks for our Bluegrass Committee, Amanda Jackson, Amanda Thompson, April Jackson, John Hamilton, Brooke Rosick, and all of our great volunteers. Thank you so much for all your help. And we'll be back here tomorrow. So if you see any garbage on your way out, please pick it up, find a garbage can. And we'll be back here starting at 10 a.m. Music on both stages over here at Prairie Park as well as here. Thank you guys for your support. Have a great night. Be safe.